Man,
This fucking guy.
I keep going in and out. It says I'm live, so we're live. Good morning, everybody.
Do you think I should? Well, I'm gonna do it like maybe I should do it like
open in. It's playoff weekend, so why? We're live.
You're terrible. I know we're live, but you're going in and out. All right, hold on. Right. Now you're. I think you might be all right now. Hopefully, Jesus. Right, you can start with a lot. You know, obviously,
I don't know.
Giants. You want to start with your Giants coaching situation, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited. The Giants finally did the right thing. You know, I can't believe they let the clown show go on for as long as they did. You know, that there was some despair that they weren't going to fire Joe Judge. I just didn't understand it, how that was going, you know. And here we are, but excited. Can't wait to see we're new GM. They're going through the process. So I'm really excited about it, and we'll see how it goes, man.
Yeah, I don't think they had a choice.
So, really. Moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I don't think they had a choice. I really don't. I think the pressure from the New York media and fan base was so much. I think they know from a PR standpoint, let alone, you know what I mean? You couldn't bring this guy back. Could you imagine
if
they brought him back and, you know, you have another bad. I mean, look, and I think you know it too. The biggest problem wasn't Joe Judge. The biggest problem is Dave Gettleman. Let's be honest.
Right.
That team is in Kent Hell. Their best player, so their top six guys are like, I don't know, a huge part of the cap. And the best of them is Kenny Golladay. And he didn't catch a touchdown this year. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be – it's look, the Giants are probably looking at a minimum of 2 years of bad football and hope by year three – you can maybe compete to get in the playoffs because it's bad, Coach. You don't have cap room. You don't have a great roster.
Well, we're 16 over. We're 16 million over the cap. Over the cap.
Right.
You know, that's before we can even be even.
Right.
So I don't, you know, you're right. It's going to be a couple more years before we can put some good football on the field.
Right. Yeah. It's going to take time. I mean, it really is. That's why I think the Flores situation was so ridiculous. You fire him when that team, you know, that first part of the year, his first year, some people were saying it was the worst team in history of football. And then, you know, they start playing well and they play good down the stretch. I think they were like 5-2 down the stretch or whatever. And then the following year, they almost make the playoffs. What's going on, Mama Moon? Yeah.
How you doing, Mama Moon?
Raiders in the playoffs. Big one.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think they could have brought Judge back just from a PR standpoint. But, yeah, they need to find the right guy. And, sadly, they're probably the worst job. Because you say, yeah, the Jaguars are 2-14, but at least you feel like you possibly have your quarterback of the future. You got $70 million in cap room.
Right.
With the Giants, you got no quarterback, and you're in cap hell. I mean, so it's going to be, like you said, they – you know, the rumor is that Jimmy G might be headed to the Giants. I don't think Russell Wilson, if he's unhappy with Seattle, how do you think he's going to feel in New York?
Right.
You know what I mean? With this organization. So I think that's a pipe dream.
Absolutely. I agree. Because, you know, and they couldn't take on his contract anyway. I mean, so that ends the conversation right there.
Well, they could probably if you made some maneuvers. But it's like you're going to do all this to bring him in. And then you got nothing around them anyway.
Right.
Like, you know, it's just not happening. You know it, Coach. It's just, you know, Russell Wilson's good. And definitely, they would be a better team. But he isn't doing anything with them.
Right.
Yeah, and Anthony, you're right. If you cut players with, you know, they have cap hits, obviously. Some players don't. But, yeah, like a Golladay, if you said, oh, man, we don't want him, there's a huge cap hit because you just signed him last year.
Right. And Leonard Williams the same way, you know. So now it's one of those things. And then you got Jabril Peppers, whose contract's up. You got a ton of guys. Their contract's up, and you know they can't re-sign them. So it's going to be a long, tough process. So what's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mike? Unfortunately, you know, your Browns aren't in today, but yeah, we'll see.
But that team to the north is, south. I'm sorry. I got to get my
Cincinnati. And who would have thought that? You know what I mean, Coach? You know, honestly, and that's what's crazy. Who I thought was probably the two – I mean, I still got a lot of respect for the Ravens. I'd have said the Ravens and the Browns were the two best teams in the division.
Right.
I thought the Steelers were shot in the ass because of Big Ben. And the Browns were the best. I thought the Browns were going to win the division. And here we are, you know, Bengals winning the division. It's – and Mike, I think we're going to have some great games too. And look, the Browns just got to fix the quarterback situation and they'll be okay.
Right.
And it just – look, I really think, just saying – I think they're going to go for Kirk Cousins. I really do.
I just saw they re-signed Kirk Cousins. Minnesota re-signed him.
Coach, these things you read, I don't know where you read them.
Look, Peepee Eater put it out. It was from Peepee Eater, okay? It was from Peepee Eater.
If it's Peepee Eater, then Tommy, then you might be right. I don't see anything. So, once again, you were wrong. I'll have to look that up.
All right, look it up, man.
Who every year we get, I hope we do better than last year. Yeah, that's all you can do is hope you get better than last year.
Right.
Giants GM. Coach, you got a prediction for the next Giants GM?
You know, I there's a couple guys I like. I like the guy from Buffalo. I like the guy from Tennessee. And the guy from Kansas City are my top three. I know the guy from Arizona is getting a lot of play, a former player. But you know what? I'm just not sold on that. The Cardinal organization. I'm just not, how they were built.
I like cherry picking from organizations that have been successful. Mm-hmm. You know, Ravens, Colts, who drafted well. You know, that's what you got to go with, Coach. Angela, I know you're ready. I know Angela's ready today. Big game. Take a look at the enemy. Look, I think he's a good coach. I don't know how Coach feels. If I was the Giants, honestly, I think the easiest way you can get to be successful is good defense. So I would take a hard look at Flores. Yeah. And I think they will interview him.
If he's not taken by the time they get a general manager. Because, you know, the Giants are going to go through the process and hire a general manager first and then the coach. And, you know, Flores has already made the rounds in Houston and Chicago. And you know, so I wouldn't, you know, hopefully he holds out a little bit.
Yeah. But rumors that Houston wants Flores, and that's why they fired Cully. And let's not forget, the GM in Houston has a relationship with Flores because he's from New England. So,
right.
Yeah, Mike, I can't believe either. And they say it was infighting all, but I think it came down to, I don't think he liked Tua. Supposedly he wanted Herbert, but I don't think he liked Tua. I think he wanted to move on and get a different quarterback. And, you know, obviously they weren't happy with it. Now, Coach, my old quarterback, who thank God of how he swindled the Colts and got a first-round pick and a third-round pick, he wouldn't commit to Wentz, which, you know, quite surprising. I mean, I thought – you at least say basically, Carson's our guy, and then like the Rams, just trade him if you want to. You know what I mean? Because you know how Carson, he's so damn sensitive, Coach. And I think this approach right now is basically, you know, they're looking at it as if they can find somebody to upgrade on Wentz, whoever it may be. Even if, I think Jimmy G's an upgrade. That's where I think Wentz's career is. I really believe Jimmy G's an upgrade. I think they would trade Wentz or cut him because they still save money if they cut him. They save $13 million in cap savings. So I think they're going to try to get an upgrade. If they don't get an upgrade on Wentz, I think this is all to try to light a fire under his ass, get him pissed off. Honestly, and you know what I would do too? I would bring Nick Foles in. Why not? Bring in a good backup quarterback that you know Frank Reich can have success with. And if Wentz don't like it, he don't like it, Coach. And, I mean – you know, I don't know how Carson's going to handle it because Carson doesn't handle pressure well. He doesn't like competition. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I think they're going to try to operate, and if they can't, I think you bring in a capable backup to try to make him compete for the spot.
Absolutely. Make it a competition. I think the Giants, because, you know, they don't have to pay Daniel Jones. So he's,
we're talking about the Colts.
Again, Daniel Jones has been anointed the job. You got to do the same thing with him and bring in some competition. Comparing that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to the Giants. No, but look, and you know, coach, that was his big problem when he got benched with the Eagles. Like, and you know, he needs to give eating a little humble pie, Carson Wentz, and needs to look and see what he's put on the field the last 2 years. You know, it hasn't been good. It hasn't been good. And you can look at the stats, but like we always say, coach, you know it too. Stats are for losers. It's all about wins and losses. Kirk Cousins every year has great touchdown interception ratio, has the stats, but he doesn't win. And the NFL, that position is judged by winning.
Yeah, Mike, I can see that. You know, anybody but Foles. I agree with that. And honestly, I don't know. I think Foles probably going to call it a career. I know he was thinking about it after last season. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Anthony, look, I don't think Tua's the guy. I'm not a Tua guy. I mean, you watched him, that offense. And that's the thing, too. They go on that streak. And it was all because of defense. When they smoked the Patriots, Tua didn't do much. It was all defense and run game. I mean, Felix is an unbelievable coach. And I think it's a big – and then look at Sammy says Rivera's going to make a big splash with Wilson or Watson. Look, and that's why I think, as crazy as it is, if the Colts can get an upgrade for Wentz, Wentz will find another job, because there's going to be a Steelers or a Washington football team or the Saints possibly, whomever, that are going to have a hole at quarterback still, and they're going to need a player. And you know how it is, coach. These guys with that potential, NFL loves, and they you think
right.
You know, you can fix. But, man, if the Colts situation couldn't fix Wentz, I don't know what will. I do know they need some weapons on the outside, but still, he only needed to make a couple plays a game, and he couldn't do that.
Right. I mean, you had probably the best running attack in the NFL this year, and you couldn't just make a couple of plays, because you look at Jimmy G the year he went to the Super Bowl with the Niners. Right. All he had to do was make a couple of plays, and that's what he did.
Now, you know. Coach, real quick. Any insight? Who would you hire as coach for the Giants, coach?
Flores or the OC for Buffalo. Is it Dabble?
Ryan Dabble. You know, he's a great guy.
I think he would be a good fit for New York. You know, and of course, how do you say no to Eric Bieniemy over there? I mean, how is he not in the mix? You know,
right? So. Now, and Dabble, too, when you got to look at what he's done with Josh Allen. You know what I mean? What you saw last year. I mean, look, he was the guy who was struggling to get 60% completion percentage, and he goes up to 70 last year. He's done a great job with Josh Allen. Yeah, Angela, we know I assume you're talking about the Niners. We know you're not a Niners fan. Angela hates the Niners. And today, obviously, hates the Bengals. Ex-Cleveland. I did not know that, Mike. I didn't know he was. I knew he was obviously the OC in Buffalo. I didn't know he was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
If Mike Zimmer was your last one, would you take him or take? No, I
wouldn't
go with
Zimmer. I wouldn't touch Zimmer anywhere. And I think, you know, listen. Also, I don't know if you could even bring Doug Peterson into New York for a interview. I know he's a Super Bowl coach,
right?
But he's still got that.
Yeah,
through the game against for the Giants, you know, I mean, people remember that.
Yeah,
I don't think he'd be able to do that, man.
You know, and coach, that's the one thing I think that was the nail in Joe Judge's coffin too. Remember that whole speech he made after that about we're going to play to win, and then you're going for a sneak on third down, third and nine, and you're doing a quarterback sneak. You're going against everything you said. I understand the quarterback situation isn't great. Right. But you weren't playing to win. You know what I mean? You were just basically that's a losing mentality. It really is. And you know it too, coach.
In a close game, it wasn't like it was 50-0.
Right.
And you hung it up. That game at that point was what was it, like 7-3, or it was a close game at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mike, I think Zimmer might get a coordinator position, but he's not getting a job. Now let's get into the game today, coach. We'll start off with the first game, Bengals Raiders. I mean, look, I said I had a better chance of beating Usain Bolt in the 100 than the Raiders did of making the playoffs in the last four games. And I was wrong. We all know I ain't beating Usain Bolt. Probably me driving a Ferrari still isn't beating Usain Bolt. He's laying down the Ferrari. The Raiders got it done. I mean, look, and just being honest, I think they had some luck from the football gods a little bit. Things fell their way. But look, man, they played two top quality teams in those last 2 weeks and got the job done. They really did. Yeah.
Juan, we'll talk about Pittsburgh tomorrow, buddy, because that's tomorrow's game. We'll get into that a little more tomorrow. But, you know.
And Mike, that's kind of where I'm leaning. I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. But look, there's weaknesses on both sides. Look, that Raiders defensive line, they scare me for that. You know, they're gonna beat up on that. That Bengals don't have a great offensive line. Now Burrow is tough. He will hold in there. He'll hang in there. He'll take the shots. But the one thing you got to be concerned with too, if you're a Bengals fan, coach, let's not forget Burrow was limping the last time he was on the field. He kind of nicked his knee at the end of that Chiefs game. So we don't know, you know, is he fully healthy? What's going on there? And you know, today with that Raiders defensive line, they're going to get pressure. They get pressure with their front four, and they're going to keep coming at them. So I think the Bengals are going to want to run the ball a little bit to try to offset that.
Right. Absolutely. You know, they're going to, and they got a good running game. Joe Mixon's good running back. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of, you know, he's overshadowed by obviously Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, but you know, I think that's going to be, he's going to have a big game today in order for the Bengals to move on.
Now, one thing we talked about on Angela's show, coach, would be if the Raiders should bring back Rich Bisaccia. What would you do there?
I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan. I would not bring him back because I just feel like, oh, you won. You see it all the time with these coaches that win that bowl game or something and they get the job because then you've lost a couple of years, coach, in the process.
You know who I brought up? Freddie Kitchens, who had a couple good games with the Browns. They bring him back the next year, and they really struggle.
Right.
I like Bisaccia, but you're basically going off of – because the first 2 weeks, people weren't happy in this four-game stretch because there was games they should have won handily, people fought. Now, the last 2 weeks, they've done great. I like Bisaccia. I would definitely bring him back as the special teams coordinator. I think he's done a great job there. I don't think you mess with that. But a guy like Doug Peterson, who's won a Super Bowl, if you could bring him in, I would bet you Doug would keep Bisaccia and Gus Bradley. Doug knows, because when Doug, the first thing he did when he got the Eagles job was go get Jim Schwartz. Doug knows you need a good defensive coordinator. So I don't think you have a problem with the job Gus Bradley's done of bringing him on. So you get a guy like Doug Peterson, you got a Super Bowl winning coach and a different offensive mind. I like Bisaccia. Don't get me wrong, I like the job he's done. And look, if they go win today, then I really think you got to definitely interview him for the job. He's in consideration. But I'm not giving it to him yet. Like, I think, you know, I need to see a little bit more. You're basing it off two games when, you know, a season to season. I think the Raiders, you got Herbert and Mahomes in your division. So, you know, you're going to want the best coach you can get. Would you agree with that, coach?
Absolutely. And look, let's not count out the Broncos are a quarterback away from being in the mix. Let's face it, their defense is very good.
I think they're trying to go
get they're going to upgrade their head coach and get a quarterback. And, you know, let's not forget, I believe Peyton Manning's going to be the next owner of that team.
He's one of the bids. I don't know if he'll get it. But, it's Peyton and John Elway, too. Raiders defense is good, Anthony. They got a good defense. I mean, if you watched the game the last couple of weeks, they got a good defense. Cy likes the Raiders plus 5.5. And, look, the Raiders' last four games have all been within 4 points. How can't you like 5.5, you know? I agree with them. And then Angela saying Anthony Price is Anthony Price is tripping. Yeah, I mean, look, they've been Mad Max last week was just honestly it. I mean, that was and you're gonna say I'm nuts, Coach, but it was an LT type performance. The havoc he raised, it really was. I mean, he was just all over the field. I think he had 10 quarterback hurries, you know, 7 quarterback hits, 2 sacks.
Yeah,
all over the field, he really was. I know you get. When anybody goes to LT, I know that's a whole nother level. But, Coach, his motor is unbelievable. And the game he had last week was just
– Yes, he's got a motor, yes. I'm not gonna argue that. Yes, he had a hell of a game. Yes, they – you know, and of course, when they can move you around the offensive line and you know, across that line and really, you know, be able to do that. They are. It's a great Batman and Robin, and I talk about Batman and Robin all the time.
Yeah.
You need a Robin to be a Batman, and right now they've found it.
Yeah. No, Anthony, look, their secondary isn't great, but when you got a pass rush like that, it makes your secondary look a lot better. And their secondary's gotten better. Nate Hobbs, yeah, Mo Rigg. Look, Casey Hayward's been a good pickup, bringing him from the Chargers because he knew Gus Bradley's system. They're better, you know. But that is I would agree that's probably their weak link of the defense. But look. They're still a top 10 defense. They really are. I mean, he's asking what you thought about the coaching position, Angela, if they should bring back Masaccia. I think Angela said he definitely should be back, like, you know, firing him after what he did would be wrong. And I agree with her on that. She, you know, he should definitely. There he is. Pink Floyd in the house.
Morning, fellas.
You know, Bisaccia should definitely keep his job as special teams coordinator. I mean, he's done nothing to – let's not forget, too, he's got, you know, the all-pro punter and Daniel Carlson's great. So special teams have been really good for the Raiders. So, yeah, that is something I wouldn't change. Now, Coach, who do you like in today's game? You got the Bengals or you got the Raiders? I'll give my pick at the
end. You know, this is tough for me, but I think the Bengals squeak it out. I think the Raiders cover but the Bengals win.
Okay. Stiz, you got an opinion on the Bengals or the Raiders?
Yeah, I like the Bengals as well. I'm wondering all the money Vegas makes year to year, you think they get better lighting on top of the Mirage there?
Yeah, you would think, right, Stiz? I know, man. I just the lighting's terrible today, man. I can't get the spotlight going or nothing, man.
Yeah, all the money they make, we need to keep the power going.
You would think,
not when Coach Muddle's there.
Not when I'm there.
Stop is a little dim.
Yeah, it's like Clark Griswold being there, you know.
Oh, I messed it up now. Look, here we go. A little brighter. Oh no, hold on. Try to fix the lighting here.
There we go. Said, shut your mouth because Raiders are winning.
Love you, Angela.
Hey, look, you know, I think we all think it's going to be a close game, you know. I'll give my winner at the end. Yeah, it's good. Now, look, I mean, you got two teams, too. The Raiders haven't won a playoff game in 20 years. The Bengals haven't won a playoff game in 31 years. So,
could I just throw this stat out? By the way, last playoff win by the Bengals, 1991.
Right.
First text message, 1992. So they've never been able to text victory in playoff victory. You know. So, yeah. So yeah, today might be the day. Where's Billy Cummings when you need him, man?
Yeah. Their last victory was over the Oilers. So a team that's not in the league anymore. Obviously, the Oilers are the Titans now, and they have 8 consecutive losses. And the loss started with a loss to the Raiders for the Bengals. So can they? Their losing streak started with the Raiders. I think Bengals fans are hoping that it ends with the Raiders. Obviously.
Right.
You're talking about Carlson wants a break. Could be going to Vegas. So, nah, Brady's not going to. ESPN's. Don't watch ESPN.
Yeah. Freaking idiot. Yeah.
Now, bold prediction of the week. I'll start with mine. My bold prediction I don't think the Chiefs can make it to the Super Bowl. I think everybody's on I don't see a way. I think and especially if the Bills win today, like I think they can. I think the Bills are going to beat them next week. I don't think the Chiefs win a game. So if they end up, because you know the Bills are the 3 seed, so if the Bills win, they're definitely going to play the Chiefs. So I don't think the Chiefs can win the Super Bowl. Stiz, your bold prediction.
Well, is Angela still listening? my bold prediction is actually a double-edged sword here. I actually got Cincinnati, the kind of fairy tale story, you know, beating Vegas today. And if things map out the way I think they are and all the favorites win in the AFC, Tennessee comes in and Cincinnati beats them, knocks them out the first week of the playoffs next week. So my bold prediction basically is Cincinnati winning 2 games and you know, getting knocked out the third week.
That's great. No, I mean, look, the Bengals, the AFC is wide open. So, I mean, it's really, really tough. It really is. It's really tough to pick the AFC. It really is.
I don't know if Cinderella story is the right word, but, you know, I like that Vegas is in. I like that Cincinnati's in. You know, it really makes for a good playoffs. You know, I like to see teams that, you know, don't rarely make the playoffs, you know, get in and hopefully win a couple games. Yeah. Either one. Listen, I'd love to see either one of them two teams knock off one of these big, you know, one of these big names.
Now, Stiz, but that's why the NFL is great, because you can go from worst to first. You can have teams turning around. Basketball and baseball, you don't see that. Baseball, you know, except for the Rays, you need to have big money, you know, and like basketball, it's so hard. You know, we saw it with our Sixers, Stiz. You know, it's so hard to turn it around in basketball. You're either stuck in no man's land where you're like, you know, first or second round playoffs and out, or you're a championship contender. I mean, that's why the NFL is great. It's the best sport in football, and it's the best sport out there. It's the most entertaining, and it's got the most parity too. Just look at the AFC this year.
Yeah, you're right about that. Billy got a little nice little prop bet going. Coach, what do you think?
I didn't see it.
Billy, Stiz versus Angela, what's the over-under, Coach?
Look, my money's on Angela.
Yeah.
I know, sorry, Stiz.
Got the speed on.
Listen, Stiz, I don't blame you. I might have to pad the stats and go with Angela as well.
Yeah. Coach, do you have a bold prediction this week?
I do have a bold prediction, because you know I'm riding Bill Belichick, baby. They're winning.
Okay, well, that's good, because I bet the Bills, so.
Beautiful.
Now, you know, one thing I want to talk about too, guys, is all these young quarterbacks in the AFC. You look at it, you got, obviously, you start with Josh Allen in the AFC East. You got Mac Jones, too, who, you know, look, he's still a rookie. I know he's the last couple games, he hasn't been great. But I would say Mac Jones is definitely – exceeded people's expectations. Would you guys both agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So, and then you go to the AFC North. You got Lamar Jackson. You got Joe Burrow, who just looks like, you know, a stud and up and, you know, kind of going after Mahomes and Josh Allen as the, you know, the quarterbacks of the future. And then, you know, obviously in the AFC West, you got Herbert Mahomes. So you look how loaded that AFC is. Like I'm saying, that's one of the reasons I think Rodgers may stay in Green Bay, because I doubt Green Bay trades him within the conference. Why would you want to go to the AFC? I mean, you got a ton of quarterbacks out there. I mean, it's really impressive the amount of quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah, but you know, I still think Aaron's leaving, because he's winning the Green Bay's winning the Super Bowl, and he's going to say, now win one without me.
Okay. Now, of all those quarterbacks, you could have any of them. Who do you take? I'll start with you, Stiz.
Well, first I'll apologize, because it seems like my voice and my audio and my video aren't matching up. The stream from on top of the Mirage isn't going through, unfortunately, this week. But we'll make do. No big deal. Listen, I got to go with my guy, Herbert.
Yeah.
5,014 yards, 41 touchdowns this year. Last year in his rookie season, 43-36 with 36 touchdowns. I mean, this guy, in my opinion, he's a beast.
Yeah.
Problem is, we know, we talked about it, the Chargers just can't get out of their own way. They can't seem to find a way to win games. I just don't get it. They have so much talent around them, they just can't get it done, unfortunately. And they better figure it out soon because, you know, you're wasting away with this talented young quarterback.
No, I agree. Mine is Joe Burrow. It really is. I think he's – look, yes, he has weapons on the outside, but they don't have a good offensive line. They really don't. And it's one of my concerns today with the Bengals. I think Burrow's – he's got everything about him. Just the moxie. He's got that Joe Cool about him like Montana.
Yeah.
And I know people like, you know, Mahomes people are going, but you know, Burrow, I just really like him. I think he's, look, what he's done with Cincinnati is unbelievable. Yeah, I'm going to go with Joe Burrow. Coach, who would you take?
You know, I would take either one of those two guys. I mean, you can only take one, and it's tough because that the pool, I don't think you could make, I don't think any answer is wrong. I don't think it's wrong, you know. So because I'm going to jump on with Stiz and go with Herbert, man. I like it, man.
Okay. And look, Mike seems to agree with all of us, you know.
Yeah.
MVP quarterback talk. I agree with you, Mike, for sure. I mean,
yeah,
it might be a couple years down the road, you know, because you still got the big wigs in the league. But no, I totally agree with you.
I like it, Uncle Bill.
I like it too.
And look. If it rains like it says it's going to, they're supposed to have torrential downpours tomorrow. That favors the Eagles because the run game, and it hurts Brady. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm ready for tomorrow at 1:00. I really am looking forward to talking about it too.
That'll favor our Green Bay Packers next week as well because I think they'll have an easier time against the Eagles.
Yep. and look, as an Eagles fan, I'm fine with that because I think it's look, you went from whatever it was, 4 wins last year to, you know, a 9-8 season and a playoff win. I think you'd be thrilled if you're an Eagles fan.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know,
going down with Green Bay. Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth, Uncle Bill. The great equalizer. It is. Weather is the great equalizer. That's a great comment.
With Denzel Washington.
That's right. Now, guys, let's talk about the game tonight, Pats Bills. It's supposed to be in single digits. So it's going to be cold. And, you know, one thing I heard about Mac Jones, which I think is kind of interesting, supposedly in cold weather, his feet go numb. So I think, you know, this is a southern boy, obviously, played at Alabama, down from south. So I think that's something to look out for tonight, too, is how Mac Jones handles. I mean, obviously, I know they play in New England, but still, it's going to be freezing tonight. So I think that's something to look out for. And also, we found out yesterday, Patriots left tackle Isaiah Wynn is out. And, you know, I think it hurts with them because the Patriots are going to have to run the ball, I believe, in order. I mean, we know that, obviously. But the Patriots are going to have success running if they want to hang in this game tonight. Bills, obviously, been kind of up and down all year. But who do you got tonight, Coach? Who do you like? Well, you said Patriots, right? That's your
– I like the Patriots. Yeah. The Bills, but here's the thing. In both previous games, the Bills really had trouble stopping the run. They couldn't stop the run, and now you're going to ask – you know, now you're going to come into a cold weather game, and the Bills don't have much of a running game to speak of. And, you know, I think this favors New England all the way.
Well, the Bills have been running better the last, like, 6 or 7 weeks because Josh Allen's been running the ball a little bit more, and Singletary's actually been playing better. Sure.
Yeah. And Singletary stepped up, FAU guy, yes.
Yeah, so they've been playing. They've been running the ball a little bit better. Stiz, who do you like tonight, Patriots or Bills?
Well, you mentioned the cold weather. You know, it's going to feel like -5 degrees out there in Buffalo tonight. And, man, that's nasty. I talked to a couple guys in the club box last night at the Sixers game. They were telling me that you can get tickets to the game tonight for $34. Now, you know, probably up high, but still for a playoff game, for a wild card game, it's unbelievable. You ain't finding me up there, that's for sure. But listen, I gotta go Bobo Buffalo. Listen, you're giving me the choice of Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs over Mac Jones, Jacoby Myers. You know, I'm going to Allen Diggs combo, you know, every night. And I understand Coach is right. I mean, they have to run the ball in New England, and they do well at that. You know, but if they get behind, they have to put the ball in Mac Jones's hands. I just don't think they get it done. So I like Buffalo. And I really want to see that Buffalo-Kansas City matchup next week because, man, that'll be a barn burner. That over-under might be 72.5.
Yeah, it would be. And look, you know, obviously, too, revenge game because Bill
– Really, they would go – I thought Buffalo's higher than Cincinnati.
They are. They're a three seed, and Kansas City's a two seed.
Oh, right. So that's right. Because they would go – right. Yeah. Cincy would go to
Cincinnati would be the lowest. Or Vegas, like, you know.
And look, yep. I mean, honestly, if I was the Chiefs, I know you just lost to the Bengals, but I think the Bills are a tougher matchup for them just because – and I know the Bengals are balanced, too. The Bengals defense, nobody talks about it, but the Bengals defense is actually pretty good. But I just think the Bills are a bad matchup for the Chiefs. I really do. I think the Bills – I mean, you saw earlier this year, the Bills smoked the Chiefs. So I am curious to see what happens in that regard, obviously. So – but yeah, tonight's game.
Hey, Sniz, you're not going to pack your electric underwear and go up to Buffalo today?
No. Won't be cigar. No cigar smoked outside today either, Coach. Yeah, this is not my weather.
That's great. Now, guys, let's get into our playoff predictions. You know, we've seen a whole regular season now. You know, I think in NFC, I think we all might be unanimous there. I tell you, AFC. It's so all over the board, and my head's going so many different directions. But I'll start off with myself. I'm going to go Packers-Bills Super Bowl, and I got Packers winning it all. I just think this is Rodgers' year. I think if you look at it, they've been the most consistent team. I mean, look, they lose in the last week in a game. They, you know, obviously Rodgers only played the first half. You look at their other loss to the Chiefs. They were in that game, and Rodgers didn't play. So, you know, basically since that first week debacle, I mean, the Packers have been the most consistent team in football. I really like how Aaron Rodgers is playing. Look, they're going to get Bakhtiari and Jair Alexander back. So you're adding to that roster. And look, those are two all pro players. So that's going to help that team. They're going to have that week of rest. I think this is the Packers' year, and me and Stiz got them. So I'm hoping that's the way it goes. Stiz, who do you got? Oh, and I'll give up. I'm sorry, too. I think it's going to be Packers-Rams in the NFC Championship. And then, obviously, I'm going to go Bills-Bengals in the AFC Championship. Stiz, to you.
So, you know, I already gave you my bold prediction of Cincinnati winning two games. So, I have Cincinnati playing the Bills in the AFC Championship. And I have our Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers playing TB12 in the NFC Championship. Wow. You know, I know Tampa Bay's banged up. I just have a feeling they somehow find a way to get it done. And I got Green Bay Buffalo, as you do. And I got Green Bay winning it all. You know, I'm going to be, you know, a quote unquote homer, a betting homer, and, you know, and go with the Green Bay Packers to win it all. And I think that would be a great Super Bowl, Green Bay Buffalo. Once again, high powered offenses, high scoring. And, you know, that's what I look for in a Super Bowl. I like a lot of offense.
Yeah, I think that would be, and look, both balanced too. Both have good defenses, both have good offenses. Yep. I think that would be, I agree. I think that would be a great Super Bowl, Coach.
And I just think, you know, Mike said Packers, Kansas City, that would be a great, you know, that'd be a great Super Bowl rematch.
Of Super Bowl one. Yeah.
Kansas City's a little bit banged up though. I don't know, man. I like, as well as you do, Buffalo knocking them off, but I don't know. Kansas City, you're catching them on a good year.
James, you're right. He's right. People are forgetting the Titans. And look,
they are.
I don't get to speak.
You're going to, Coach. He made a comment, and I'll respond to it, you dope.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about the Titans first.
Yeah, well, calm down there. But I was going to make, you know, a comparison. The Titans do remind me a lot of the Eagles when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Eagles were the number one seed, and nobody gave them a chance because Wentz got hurt. And that's kind of how it is with the Titans. Now, the Eagles were an underdog in their first playoff game. I don't know if the Titans will be an underdog. I think against the Bengals, if that's who it is, I think they'll be a favorite still. But in the AFC Championship, if they play the Bills or the Chiefs, I believe it's very possible they will be an underdog. And if you're the Titans, you're saying, we're an underdog. We're the number one seed, and we beat both those teams this year, and we're still an underdog. So, no, I'm not – trust me, I know the Titans are dangerous. I'm just going off what I've seen, and I'm still worried. We just don't – there's the unknown with Derrick Henry. And if you can tell me Derrick Henry is going to be Derrick Henry – I might pick the Titans, but I just – there's the unknown. Coach, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, my AFC is, you know, because I have a little different outcome. I see Cincinnati and Tennessee playing in the AFC Championship.
Okay.
So, you know, which obviously means the Bills get knocked off. You know. So, that's what I see. And, you know, of course, the Packers. Who's going to go against the Packers? I just think it's – like I've been saying all year, Aaron Rodgers is going to win the Super Bowl and say F you to the Packers anyway. So that's what I have. But, you know, I think, hey, Cincinnati, we're going to hear it. I got this feeling we're going to the Super Bowl.
So who's winning the Super Bowl?
The Packers.
And they're beating who?
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Okay.
That's a little different twist.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. All right.
I'm just keeping the dream Cinderella story alive, Stiz. I'm keeping Cinderella alive, man.
Listen, I love it. I love it. And listen, Coach, I'm rooting for your prediction because Green Bay would have a much easier chance against Cincinnati than they would, you know, Buffalo or one of these other teams. So I'm rooting for you.
And he's going to take down the whole show.
Listen, Angela, we're gonna map out a Royal Rumble like they do in WWE. All right? You're seeing us three, and we're going to get you on the fourth block, and we're going to do a Royal Rumble. Billy Collick's going to have prop bets, you know, on all of us. Maybe a steel cage match or something like that. See who makes it out of the ring or whatever.
Hey, look, you guys forget I've actually met Angela in person, and I know that she will take us down without problem. Okay,
I can't wait to meet Angela, the whole gang out there. You know, good people. I enjoy.
Yeah,
you
know, they are.
Talking to them. You know, the little I do, you know, I really do enjoy talking to him. We have a good time. We can, you know, and Mama Moon, she's coming after me too. The mother daughter coming for me. Listen,
that's right.
I'm scared to make my picks now, man. I'm scared to make my picks.
Listen, one last thing I'm going to say is I did have one win against a girl in my lifetime. So I'm just going to say I'm 1-0. I'm 1-0-6.
Undefeated. So,
undefeated, baby.
Yeah. So
come now, at me, bro.
In regard to my picks today, so this line's going up. And I do think in the first game, I like the Raiders with the points. I do. I think that's too many points.
It is.
The Raiders' last four games have all been 4 points or less. I like the Raiders with the points today. Unfortunately, I think the Bengals are going to win the game. Sorry, Angela. Sorry, Mama Moon. I just think, look, it's going to come down to – I think you got two good defenses. I think the Raiders have the better defense. I just think the way that Bengals offense is playing, I just think the Bengals are going to score too many points for the Raiders to match them. I see a, you know, a 24-20, you know, a 27 – you know, 23 type game. You know, I see one of the, I see the Bengals winning, but the Raiders covering. Look, if they can get to Burrow and get some turnovers, they got a shot. But I think today is going to be the end of the run. And look, it's been a great run for the Raiders, and it's a step in the right direction. There are a few pieces away from really being a true Super Bowl contender. And Angela got mad at me when I said that, obviously, the other night too, because it's like, well, we're not a contender. Look, if you're in it, if you're in the playoffs, I guess you could say, look, anything can happen. But I don't think it could be this year. I just, you know, obviously with some of the things that are going on, losing Ruggs and, you know, with Ruggs, maybe it changes a little bit, but I'm not in love with the Raiders offensive line. I think that's going to be the thing that kind of does them in. But that's another thing too. I think Jacobs has played well the last few weeks, but yeah, I'm going to go with the Raiders plus six, Bengals winning the game. The second game, I'm going to take the points in this one as well. I think it's too many points in a game like this. I see this as a field goal game, but as crazy as this is, I'm really trying to thread the needle here. I like the Patriots to cover, the Bills to win. Dogs bark on opening weekend. Dogs bark on opening weekend. And then this is what I'm going to give you too. I'm going to go and tease them. I think I can win two of the three of these. I think there's a chance I could sweep the board and go 3-0. But I really feel good about winning two of the three. I'm going to go a two-team teaser, Bengals pick, Bills plus one. And obviously you're hoping you made one of the games. That's basically what I'm trying to do. I mean, obviously the worst you can do is 1-2. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to give out for today. Stiz has got a prop bet. Stiz, go ahead. What's your prop bet?
My prop bet today is, and I'm sticking with the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going Joe Burrow. I know Joe Burrow over 1.5.
Andrew's probably getting on the flight right now.
See, yeah. Hold on. Podcast here. Hold on. Christ, beat my door down. I tell you, unbelievable. Yeah, I got Burrow. I got Burrow over 1.5 touchdown passes. You know, I think he gets it done. You know, you talked about the Raiders. You know, getting Darren Waller is huge as well. Yeah. Now, I know he didn't do much, you know, last week, but they're kind of integrating him back.
Yeah,
kind of into the NFL football shape, I guess.
Yeah, but his presence was there though, Stiz. They were worried about him. Sure. He was taking defenders off, you know, Renfrow and Zay Jones, and the so yeah.
And you know, it's amazing, you know, missing him for a good part of the season this year. What did he miss? About 7 games, maybe? Yep. 6-7 games.
Right.
You know, for the Raiders to make the playoffs without their best weapon on offense is commendable. It is really commendable because I think Raiders fans would have to agree that the Darren Waller is your best weapon.
Yeah.
And losing him really took, you know, really you thought would have took a hit on you. But yeah. It did.
Yeah. And you can see it down the stretch with the offense. They were averaging 15 points, I think, over a 5 or 6 game stretch. You know, first you lose your deep weapon in Ruggs, and then Waller gets hurt. I mean, it was it's a tough – and look, I think getting the ball to Waller early would help too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just
get him going, get him a play. Get the Bengals worried about him. I think that would help.
Yep. And like Mike says, you know, Max Crosby, man, let him loose. Yep. And if you can get the Burrow, like you said, shake him up a little bit, you know, now you're talking, you know, Raiders get ahead and maybe it's a different game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'd all agree. I would not be stunned if Raiders won. I mean, I think it's right. Possible. I mean, either of these games. And somebody was talking about the Steelers too. I don't think the Steelers can make a run. I don't see them beating the Chiefs, but you never know. I mean, it's the NFL. If we didn't learn that from last week with the freaking Colts, you know, the Colts needed a win and they lost to the team who has the number one seed.
Right.
That tells you everything. Anything can happen in the NFL. Ask the Survivor champ who stole one from me. That's right.
Ted made a couple comments up there.
Okay, yeah.
Derrick Henry and the Bengals.
Yeah, that is a crazy trio they got.
Well, yeah. Listen, Ted, I have to agree with you. Man, that is, you know, besides the Dallas Cowboys, they're probably on par with the Dallas Cowboys as two of the best trios in the league. And Derrick Henry, man, we'd love to see it. We really would. You know, it's going to go against my bold prediction if Derrick Henry is Derrick Henry. But we'll see what happens. And it's going to put his status into question for next year, for fantasy drafts, for everything else, if he isn't.
if he doesn't look like the same Derrick Henry. So we'll see.
Yeah. And that, we'll talk about that in later weeks too. Sure. Stiz will give some, you know, predictions on, you know, top five people next year, what to look at fantasy next year. Yeah. Cause I think strategies are going to be different, especially after the last 2 years where you saw a lot of these top five picks, kind of not have great years.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about for sure. I mean, we still have a few more weeks to get to that, you know, in the off season. Still very early, but a lot to talk about.
Coach, you on Pornhub? You look like you're staring at that computer screen there. I don't know. I think I see it in the reflection of the camera.
Yeah. He's watching midget porn.
Little people, Stiz. Come on now.
Little people. Come on. Stop offending people, man.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Man.
This is going to get canceled.
Yeah. Stiz no longer from had to part ways with Stiz on the Coach Muddle show.
That's right.
For comments, me.
All right, Coach, you want to take it? I guess tomorrow we're going to do regular time.
Tomorrow, regular time. It's another playoff Sunday, baby. We'll be here Sunday, tomorrow. Regular time, we'll recap these two great games that are going to go on today and get you ready for the Sunday matchups, man. Be fun. So join us tomorrow. We appreciate all the love, everyone. Please share it with your friends. Ring the bell. Subscribe if you're a YouTuber. We really appreciate it. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Yeah. Be safe. Enjoy some football.
Stiz, you want to give props?
Before you sign off real quick, I have to give our sponsor, Uncle Bill, his props for sure. He was in a big $100 pool the whole year. He had to pick five teams each week with the line. The guy came in first place.
Did he?
Five G's in his pocket.
Nice.
Pretty impressive. He's my prop insider.
Yeah.
And he really got the job done. I was rooting for him all the way through. So nice job, Uncle Bill.
Yeah.
You know, of course, he didn't give me any of his locks during the year. So, you know, he kept all the money for himself.
You can send me a message on AOL. Oh, no, not AOL. Something.
You know,
on Facebook. Give me some picks here. I hope maybe you took a little pick from me once in a while too, Uncle Bill. I try to, Hey, like I said, my locks have been really good lately. But I'm with Stiz. My locks tomorrow. Stiz's locks tomorrow. Coach, I take it your locks tomorrow too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we're good. And Angela, we'll let Angela go out with her. There we go. Raiders.
Let's freaking go. Yeah.
Let's go. Everybody enjoy, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep. I'll lock the door.